Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 169, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. And thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 169. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Genesis chapter 33. Genesis chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are these with thee?" And he said, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." And then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, "What meanest thou by all this drove which I met?" And he said, "These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself." And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, "Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee." And he said unto him, "My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my Lord, unto Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me." And he said, "What needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built him an house, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, 400 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it Elohi Israel. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and most merciful and just, long-suffering God, who dwelleth above and we on thy footstool, we may be allowed in this morning to gather in thy house in a special service on a special day. When we are gathered in a day of commemoration, that is to commemorate all thy blessings and to bring back to thee what we are required of thee, that is, that we may lay before thee in the dust of self-abasement. And Lord, thou knowest that it is a spiritual activity that is required of us who were given in our creation spiritual life, an ability to worship thee in spirit and in truth, and that we have forfeited in our father Adam, that we can no longer and we have no longer any desire to worship thee. But we will thank ourselves for our labors, for our hard work. Lord, we need to be instructed by thee. We need to be given a true spiritual life. We need to be given eyes to see. And thus, in this day, then we also have a supplication to thee, that thou may give to us what is necessary to acknowledge thee aright, that thou may open our eyes to the manifold blessings bestowed upon us day by day, most of which we cannot see, most of which we take so for granted that we use and abuse every day again. Oh, that thou may give us, that thy goodness may lead us to a true repentance. Oh, bring us on our knees before thee. Lord, thou alone can give us that place that we must come to. We beseech it of thee in this morning hour, especially on this day. And may thou give then to see what we do not see, and to acknowledge what we do not acknowledge. When thou hast given food and drink, life, clothing and shelter, and every necessary thing in this life, but not only that which is necessary, but well above all that is necessary. For thou givest us, even above our forefathers, so many comforts and luxuries in this world. Lord, oh, that we may not sin against thee, and with all the blessings that thou givest to us day by day, oh, remember those that have not enough, that live in places in this world where hunger and famine and war and all kinds of disasters do bring havoc and do bring men to experience the misery that is on account of our sin. O Lord, that thou may be experienced in those places to be the true and the living God, and that the dealings that thou hast with men may be sanctified unto our souls also. O look upon us as a nation. It is a great nation. And thou hast given that we may have leaders and those that make laws for us. And in this day they are called also to bow their knees before thee. And Lord, thou knowest what lieth in their hearts. Oh, they have the welfare of our nation when it is well bound upon their hearts. That they may see that all their laws and that all their deliberations and that all their best efforts and intentions are not able to give a blessing to this country. Lord, may thou give them this day truly, though Satan does attempt to destroy thy name even amongst us as a nation. Oh, may thou give in this day that their eyes may look upon to thee and acknowledge thee for all thy gifts. But Lord, may thou also give that we may see what thou dost do in bringing thy word. When thou givest this to us, oh, we have heard a little in the day of yesterday of that food and drink that is necessary for thy church, and how thou dost feed them with thy flesh and thy blood. Lord, oh, that we may be given a little instruction in this day to see what are the greatest blessings. And that food, that manna that thou hast provided from above. Oh, that we may be given also to taste of that food. And that there may be a hunger and a thirst in our soul. And that is born after the true and the living God that we have left in our fall. Oh, that thy dear Son may become precious to us as that mediator between God and men. Then we shall truly acknowledge thee. Oh, then we shall begin in this world to sing. Then we shall begin to acknowledge thee for thy mercies, for thy benefits. And Lord, that is an acknowledgement that shall not only be here below, but it is one that shall continue world without end. Oh, that we and our children may be given to taste a little of those blessings, and that we may not be satisfied with all that is here below, but that our heart may go out to thee with holy longings, hungerings, and thirstings. Wilt thou look upon all thy truly sent servants over the length and breadth of this world? Lord, we may acknowledge thee also for them. Oh, that thou may give, that their work may also be blessed, be sanctified. Also him that may be amongst us in this day, wherein in the day of tomorrow, then he hopes to return again to the place where thou hast called him to. Lord, may he be given to feel when he is away from his children and grandchildren that thou art near. And that he may be given also to bless thy name and to acknowledge thy name in all thy goodness. Lord, may thou so give also more servants into thy vineyard over the length and breadth of this whole world. Oh, be with those who are persecuted and who have no freedom to worship, and who must go from place to place, that is also in that world in which we live. May thou give them in this day to acknowledge Thee in all Thy ways. And oh, that they may experience that Thou wilt direct their paths. May Thou help in all their circumstances, be with all the afflicted. Lord, oh, when we are afflicted in the body or in the mind, then there can be, even in this day, so many troubles and so many trials in the life. But oh, that it may be also living in their hearts, that they may be given to see that Thou dealest not yet as we deserve, when we still have 2 feet of ground on this earth. Oh, that we are out of that eternal pit, that we are still in a day of grace. Remember him then, that is weak in his own home this day. Oh, may Thou give him yet an acknowledging heart that Thou hast spared him thus far. But, oh, remember him in the time that is so short. Look on all those that mourn this day. Lord, may Thou strengthen them also in their trials here and elsewhere. Wilt Thou supply for us here in Thy house when we must consider something out of Thy holy word? Oh, that it may be that we may consider it. Oh, that it may be good to be together, and that Thy word may have a little entrance into our hearts, that Thy Spirit may also accompany Thy word in the midst of us, that in this day it may be good to be together, when Thou art feelingly and believingly in the midst of us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 286, stanzas 1, 5, and 6. He waters the hills with rain from the skies, and plentiful grass and herbs he supplies, supplying the cattle and blessing man's toil, with bread in abundance, with wine and with oil. Psalter 286, stanzas 1, 5, and 6. Congregation, it is a day of thanksgiving. And on a day such as this, then it is our custom that we bring to the house of God a gift. A gift that is given in this world very often. But gifts are given in this world for various reasons. Then not every gift that is given for that same purpose. Boys and girls, when do you receive a gift? Say, I receive a gift when it is my birthday. Thus, you know what that is. Maybe you have brought one once also to someone else. You gave them a gift. You read in the Bible of a woman who brought just a little bit of money, and she put that as a gift for that house of God. That was just a little bit. But actually, the Lord Jesus said that was her whole living. That was a gift that that woman has given out of the love that was dwelling within her heart for not one another, but for the Lord. Sometimes gifts are given as a token of subjection. So we can read of the Syrians and the Moabites in the days of King David when he had dominion over all those nations, and that these other nations are bringing their gifts unto David. So we see Jehoshaphat, he is stripping the gold off of the temple of the Lord. And he is giving this as a gift unto the Assyrians. That was not all in such a willing way, but we see then the wise men, they also brought a gift that was a token of their subjection unto that King of Kings. Why do we bring a gift? Saul, King Saul, also brought a gift. There was a sacrifice. Why? Because he did not want to be obedient. He thought that his gift, that would be sufficient to stand in the place of obedience. But then the Lord was not pleased with his gift. We read of another gift in the Word of God that the Lord abhors. Solomon writes that every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. Oh, how subtle is that heart of man, and how evil that bribe to receive the friendship of a man. What is now the motive in the heart of man, everyone giving a gift? There are also gifts that are given in the way of mercy. We can read of that blind Bartimaeus, he has his hand extended. And then there are always those passing by who are ready to give unto him a gift. Oh, is that not the way also that God has given that gift of his only begotten Son? That we read of how that the apostle says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thus today also, then it is our custom. It is a day of thanksgiving. We bring a gift to that house of God. But then we have just one question in this morning. And that is that we want to take a look for a moment, each one, into our own heart. How how is it now in this morning that we have brought our gift unto that house of God? Read in the days of Esther, how that that Esther has set aside a day. It was a day of feasting, we read, a day of joy, a day of sending portions to one another and giving gifts unto the poor. Why such a day? Oh, that was a day that they may give gifts out of an acknowledging heart. That was an acknowledgement for what? For their deliverance by the hand of God. May we also give a gift in such a way. We wish, with the Lord's help in this morning, to consider something of a gift. And that is a gift that Jacob has brought to his brother Esau. We read of that in this portion, Genesis 33 and thereof, verse 11. Genesis 33, verse 11. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. So far the words of our text within their context. A gift of thanksgiving. First, the preparation of this gift. Second, the rejection of this gift. Third, the acceptance of this gift, a gift of thanksgiving. The preparation of it. Second, the rejection of it. And third, the acceptance of this gift. Congregation, what a day that was in that house of Isaac. When Jacob is calling his son, he says, arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham, to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paddan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. There Jacob goes. He is now 37 years old. His father is an old man. He is blind. He may not watch him go, but then we see his mother Rebekah. She is standing in that tent door, and she watches as her son is departing from their home. That is, congregation, her beloved son. That is that son that she always would keep with her if it were in her power, in her tent. That is her son that her heart was so close unto. Oh, what a support that this son could have now been to Rebekah when she herself has come to her old age. But Jacob cannot stay. No, Jacob has to leave. And Yes, Rebecca, really, it is your own fault, is it not? Oh, you should not have. Yes, that is true. But now, congregation, it is too late. Esau, yes, he may be with them, but Esau never will trust his mother again. And now Jacob, he has to be missed by his mother. And then she does not realize that she will never see her beloved son Jacob anymore in this life. There Jacob goes. How does he go, boys and girls? Does he walk? Does he meander? Oh, no. No, Jacob must go quickly. Jacob must flee. Why? Because there is anger behind him. Then there is one behind him that has a desire to shed his blood. No, Jacob, he must flee. He must go further and further sometimes than he wishes. Maybe he could rest, but he cannot rest. Jacob has received that blessing of the firstborn. Yes, that blessing was given to Jacob. Or it was his. It was his not because he was the firstborn, but it was his in a very special way. That blessing was his from the Lord. And yet, Jacob, how have you received that blessing? Because in taking of that blessing, you have taken advantage of your brother. And you have deceived Jacob, your old blind father. Or when it was yours, Jacob, from the Lord, could you not then wait for that time of the Lord? Could you then not leave that in the hands of the Lord to grant you that blessing that was promised unto you from Him? Or has your father not spoken to you over and over how it was in the life of your grandfather? And that he also has taken into his own hands that promise of the Lord. But it is too late. It is now already done. And Jacob has to flee and he goes to Paddan Aram. Much takes place, congregation, in this life of Jacob, and we cannot say all of this now. But the Lord now blesses Jacob. He gives him such an abundance of blessings, we read in the Word of God. And he says even of those blessings of his family in the first place, the children which God hath graciously given unto thy servant. Or do we also see it, congregation, in such a way? Because that is not the way that the Lord, that this world is looking upon offspring in this world. But they are gracious gifts of God that Jacob may acknowledge the Lord for. And they're not only children, but the Lord has given him sheep, the Lord has given him cattle, the Lord has given him riches in such a great abundance. And Jacob, he had to flee his parental home. But there is something that Jacob is not able to flee away from. And what is that? Jacob is not able to flee away from his past. Jacob is not able to flee away from his name. Jacob, deceiver, supplanter. Jacob is not able to flee away from that moment that he has looked into those old blind eyes of his father and said, I am Esau, thy firstborn. Do you think, young people, that our sin will not come back in our life? Then ask Jacob. What do you think came back to Jacob? In that day when he awoke, and behold, it was Leah. Yes, there was the deception of his father-in-law. But what can Jacob say? What do you think came back to Jacob? When time after time, 10 times over, Laban has changed his wages. Oh, do we think our sin will not come back in our life? Then we may ask Jacob, what do you think came back to Jacob when he saw those chariots that were given by his son Joseph? And when it was revealed to him all that his sons had done, and kept secret from him all these many years. Oh, how many times has Jacob not in his life had to look again into those old blind eyes of his father? And what do you think comes back again to Jacob? In that day that the Lord returns to Jacob and he says to him, return now to thy country and to thy kindred. Then is coming back so clear in his life that I think it was, boys and girls, just like yesterday. Just like yesterday that he remembers everything that he has done and that he remembers how angry that his brother was. And that he seeks his blood, that he seeks his life, that he may take it. Oh, then Jacob, then he has to say with the psalmist, remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. And now we must skip over so much to come to the point. But what must we say? The Lord, he has sent Jacob back again. And then we must say that the fear that is lying in the heart of Jacob, that is very, very great. And the faith, he had faith. He was a child of God. But how great was that faith? Then we must say that that faith of that man that was at that time so, so very small. What did the Lord say? He says, return unto thy kindred, Jacob. And then the Lord said something else. Oh, what a comfort that that must have been, you say, to Jacob. Do you know what he said? He said, Jacob, return, and he says, it shall be well with thee. What does the Lord say? He says, Jacob, I will take care of you. And yet, though the Lord had said to Jacob, it shall be well with you, and Jacob has in his heart such a fear yet of his brother Esau, Therefore, the Lord, in remembering Jacob, he is sending an angel. And Jacob receives strength from God. And though the Lord says it shall be well, though the Lord sends his angels unto Jacob, yet we read that Jacob is taking measures. What does he do? He is sending messengers to Esau. Why? He wants to know what is in the mind of Esau. Why? Why does he need to know what Esau is thinking? Has not the Lord said, Jacob, it shall be well with you? Oh, and yet he sends these messengers. He cannot believe, people of the Lord. But when he goes to man to seek comfort from man in the time of his fear, then what happens? Then his fear that is only increasing. Then he hears that Esau, he is coming with 400 men. Then we read that Jacob is greatly afraid. That is by the measure that Jacob has taken that he may receive comfort. And it has given him no comfort. There is no comfort from man. Jacob takes another measure. He divides his company. You know what they say today, young people? They say you must believe. You must take hold now of those promises in the Scripture. But it is to be feared that they do not know what they are saying. What is Jacob facing? Jacob is facing here death. And when we face death, and death is looking us in the face, then we will see how much that man is able to hold on to of those promises of the Lord. Jacob had a promise. The Lord says, it shall be well with thee, and yet he is dividing his company. Or is that not the reality in your life, people of the Lord? What does he say? With that promise, he says, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, Jacob, that is reality, then the other company shall escape. Oh, Jacob had even been given that he may plead on that promise, or he may plead even on the promiser himself. Because Jacob has returned to the Lord with that promise. But he has laid it before the Lord, and he has said to the Lord, Thou, O Lord, Thou who saidst unto me to return, thus pleading even upon him that has given unto him that promise. And yet he is dividing his company, but he is doing something else. Then he is also preparing a gift. That is to his brother Esau. It is a large gift. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats. 200 ewes and 20 rams. 30 milch camels with their colts. 40 kine, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, 10 foals. Maybe you know, young people, better what that is worth than we know. But that is a very large gift. And now we are asking you this morning how it is. What is now the motive of your gift? What was now the purpose of this gift of Jacob to Esau? That was to appease the anger of his brother. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I shall see his face, peradventure he will accept of me. He wants to buy the favor of his brother with his gift, with his offering, with his sacrifice. Peradventure, maybe he will accept of me because of my gift. O people of the Lord, when that faith is not in exercise, then it is hard work. Then you have to do everything yourself. But what happens? What happens when that gift is coming before Esau? Then that gift is being rejected. We see that in our second thought. What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? That is the question of Esau. It is the following morning. Esau, he has come to Jacob at that ford Jabbok. He has seen drove after drove. He has heard each one of the servants of Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. Then we see Jacob, we see his wives, we see his children. They are all bowing before Esau. What meanest thou that by all this drove which I met? And he said, these are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. That is his purpose. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother, keep that thou hast unto myself. That we say is the rejection of this gift of Jacob. Why? Because Esau says, I have enough. Literally, he says, I have many things. I have so many things, Jacob, that I don't need your things too. You may keep all your things for yourself. You see, congregation, how that the Lord has fulfilled his word in the promise of Isaac, the blessing of Isaac unto Esau, that his dwelling should be with the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven. Then the Lord has fulfilled also in the life of Esau that which he had promised him in that blessing. How different also was Esau than Laban. For Laban, it was never enough. But for Esau, he says, no, it is enough. It is enough. And that was not only his words, but that was also his deeds. Because it is one thing if we say we have enough with our mouth, but then with our deeds, we see very differently. But Esau says no, and he means no. Shows in his life, I have enough. He says, I have many things. Is that also our testimony? on Thanksgiving Day, because we live certainly congregation in a day of prosperity. And the Lord has given all the blessings that we do see, the food, the raiment, the clothing, the shelter, all provided out of His hand. Only look once on all the other countries in this world, in the misery that they have to experience, the earthquakes, the destruction of homes, the famines, the wars that are in this world, then we must say that we are nothing but blessed. Then how much do we not have to give an account for on that great day of days? Are we not greatly blessed? And yet, do we say with this Esau, it is enough? Are we then content with such things as we have? Or is it really not enough that we want more and more and more so that it is never enough? I have enough. I have many things. How many of us does Esau not put to shame? Maybe even also God's people. Have you also enough people of the Lord in this world? Lot, beloved, chosen of the Lord. But it was also never enough for him. Then chose that place towards Sodom, soon in Sodom. It was not enough. Or is that now the practice of the life of God's true church? Then Esau puts the people of the Lord to shame. He says, it is enough. I have enough. I have many things. Although you do not read that he has acknowledged the Lord for all of what he had. I have enough. It is possible that we have no grace and we still realize something of the emptiness and the vanity and the carnality of this world. It is possible without that new birth that we feel something that this whole world is passing away and that it cannot give us true happiness. That we feel something of how void of fulfillment that all things are here below. We see the vanity of our riches. Even when we have no need for God. So we see it in Esau. He says, I have enough. And so he meant it. I have many things. That was a reprobate. And he did not covet the goods of his brother. I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. That is the rejection of the gift of Jacob. And now we must go back for a moment to Jacob. Let us go back for a moment to Jacob. What was congregation the purpose? Why did Jacob give this gift unto Esau? That was to appease his brother. But with such a purpose, his gift is rejected. Is rejected. Why? Because it is not necessary anymore. His brother is no longer angry. How did that come about? Jacob, not by your gift. No, Jacob, It is the work of the Lord. The Lord has seen to it, Jacob, that that which He has promised unto you, He is going to fulfill. And He has the heart of the kings of this earth in His hands. And your hands do not need to come into the fulfillment of the promise of God. No, Jacob, He says, that is my own work. All your works and all your gifts and all your ingenuity is not necessary. It is vain. You must come, Jacob, on the outside of it. With all your doings. Your gifts are good, Jacob, yes, but your purpose is wrong. You think to help the Lord. You think to help the Lord to fulfill His own promise. You want to help the Lord in the work of reconciliation. Of reconciliation. And the Lord says, no. Because the Lord says, I am going to receive all the honor for that. Let us sing. Psalter 298. Stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My steadfast heart, O God, will sound Thy praise abroad with tuneful string. The dawn shall hear my song, and Thy praise I will prolong, and where thy people throng, thanksgiving bring. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 298. our last thought, the acceptance of this gift. And Jacob said, "Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore have I seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God. And thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." And he urged him, and he took it. Now we read, congregation, the change. What is that change? That is not in that gift. No, that is now the same gift. But we read a change in the purpose of this gift. Jacob now understands that Esau is not angry. Jacob now understands that his gift is not necessary to appease his brother. And yet now he urges his brother, if he still will receive this gift. And why? He gives two reasons. He says, because God hath dealt graciously with me. That is now the great difference between Jacob and Esau, because now he is acknowledging Jacob, the Lord from whom these gifts have come. And there is a great wonder in that heart of Jacob. What is that? That the Lord hath dealt graciously with him, and that the Lord hath taken away that anger of his brother. No, he does not attribute that to himself. But he says it is the Lord who has dealt so graciously with me, because I did not deserve it. Oh, he has looked time and again into those eyes of his father. He has seen time and again his own sin that the Lord has brought back. And such a wonder it becomes to Jacob that the Lord will deal graciously with such a one as he is. And now on this foundation, then he is asking Esau, "Oh, will you still please take my gift?" Oh, that is now the same gift, but it has a different motive. That has a different purpose. It now has become indeed a gift of thanksgiving. Oh, people of the Lord. Oh, if you had to make reconciliation, you may bring every gift in this world, and it will not be enough. Oh, do you think that you need to help the Lord to fulfill that in your life? No, the Lord has taken care. The Lord has sent his only begotten Son. Oh, he has taken care that there shall be reconciliation, and that all the anger that is pursuing you, that shall be taken away. And there is not one thing that is necessary from your side. No. There is only one way that people may come to bring their offering to the Lord, and that is in that way of thanksgiving. Because the Lord hath dealt graciously with me. Then you understand that the arms of that people, they go wide open. Then you can understand how that woman has given those two mites, the very last of all her living. Oh, Jacob, he says, because the Lord has dealt graciously with me. And he says, because I have enough. Same as Esau then, right? No. In English, the same, yes, but not in the original. No, in the original, he says, because I have all. He says, because I have everything. Everything. Listen for a moment, Esau. Listen for a moment. You may say you have enough. You have many things. And it is the Lord, Esau, who has given it to you. But now do you hear, Esau, that you still miss something? It is enough to you. It is enough. But is it really enough? Listen, Esau. Do you not still miss something when you have many things? What is it? What is it that Jacob is saying when he says here, I have all, I have everything. That is not earthly goods. No, he may have much of that, but he does not have it all. And a man's life consisteth not in the things in which he possesseth. Jacob may have higher things. Jacob may have that which is spiritual. Jacob may have that which truly may satisfy his own soul. And for this, Jacob may acknowledge the Lord. He says, I have enough. I have everything. Oh, where was it that Jacob just came from? Jacob had just been coming off of his knees. Jacob had just come from that place where he may wrestle with God. Is there a people here that may say, oh, Jacob, if I may just have that place, then that would be for me everything. Then I would not need so much in this world to have Thanksgiving Day, slice of bread, little bit of water, little corner to sleep in. I have enough. I have everything. Oh, he had a place to go in his great need. A place to lay that need before the Lord. I have enough, he says. I have everything. Because I may come there in that place in my great fear for myself and for my wife and for my dear children. Oh, Esau, he says, I have enough. I have everything. Because I may come there, and when I may be there, there I may confess my guilt and my sin before God. There I may give an answer. When the Lord says, what is thy name? And there I may say to the Lord, my name is Jacob. I am deceiver. I am supplanter. Now I am in a great need. And I deserve to be cut off. And I deserve to be cast away forever and forever. Oh, Esau, I have enough. I have everything. Why? Oh, Esau, the Lord has taken over my case. When I must say what my name is, then the Lord has given me in that place a new name. And he has taken away my old name. And he has cast my sin into that sea of everlasting forgetfulness, Esau. Oh, Esau, I have enough. I have everything. Because I have seen God face to face.
and my life is preserved. Oh, can a man stand face to face with God and his life be preserved? Oh, how is it possible? He says, God hath dealt graciously with me. Congregation, it is Thanksgiving Day. Oh, have we brought our gift? How is that? What is it now? Let us go to search inside for a moment. Always, always, always after the motive that lies within. The motive. That is self-examination. Do you say, I have enough? Is it now the confession of Esau? When you say, I have enough? Or is it now the confession of Jacob? Do you now say, I have enough? I have many things. Oh, the Lord, He has prospered my business in the season that lies behind me. And I have increased in that business. I have had enough for my family, for my children to provide for us. And not only so, but the Lord has given us so much even more, a great abundance. I have enough. Oh, congregation, that is a blessing. We should not despise that blessing. Never, because the time could be coming in our life and in our children's lives that we do not have enough. But do we have enough with it? Oh, may we now go out of that house of God in this morning hour, and may we truly say, I have enough. There are moments when Jacob went out from the tent of his mother in his fear when he must flee. Oh, then the Lord appeared to him that night. And when the Lord appeared to him that night, and the Lord said that He would go with Jacob, then there are moments in the life of God's people. There are moments, there are those times when the Lord is appearing and when the Lord is so close that they have to say of that spot that surely this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven, that little piece of ground. And then that people in those moments, they may go forward, and by moments they may say, oh, I have enough, even in the promise. But how different that was for Jacob when he may come back. And when the Lord may visit him again, oh, then Jacob may receive from God everything. Congregation, what is now our portion from the Lord? Oh, may we say, indeed, with Esau first, I have enough. But oh, that it may not be enough for us, but that we may seek in our life to be able to say also with Jacob, I have enough, I have everything. Then we shall begin an eternal Thanksgiving Day. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, oh, give to us a desire, because by nature we have not even a desire for that blessed portion of Jacob. Oh, for Esau it was enough, all this world. Oh, Lord, remember us. Grant us new hearts, hearts of flesh, a new life that may hunger and that may thirst after Thee. Oh, give Thy children also to acknowledge Thee, not only for that which is natural, but give them also to see the blessings that are spiritual. And may Thou work in them that blessed assurance that Thou hast given unto Thy servant Jacob. Because then they shall be able to say, I have enough. I have everything. Lord, then Thy name receives all the honor and all the glory. Wilt Thou forgive all that was sinful this day, this morning hour? Bring us safely to our homes. Wilt Thou grant us what is necessary in this afternoon and in this evening, also unto this Thy servant that may be with us and all Thy servants? We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter number 88, 1, 2, and 3. The Lord I will at all times bless. In praise my mouth employ, my soul shall in Jehovah boast, the meek shall hear with joy. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name. When in distress on Him I called, He to my rescue came. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter number 88.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.